I do not have a sister. Worth Kettering kept his voice civil only by effort, despite extensive experience with difficult situations and unruly clients. The topic is sensitive, you see, because I had a sister. You will note the past tense. Mrs. Pease heaved to her feet.
My condolences on your loss, but Yolanda was quite clear that you are her brother. When I reviewed the correspondence in the school's files, I found that his lordship did indeed name you as his alternate in the event of an emergency. This constitutes an emergency.
In all of creation, was any being more difficult to enlighten than the headmistress of an exclusive boarding school for young ladies? Worth paced to the spotless French doors, through which he would neither plough his fist nor run bellowing for his horse.
I do not have a sister living on this earth. How many times must I say it?
Mrs. Pease reminded Worth of his housekeeper at Trysting, though he had never laid eyes on that good lady. Jacaranda Wyeth would share with Mrs. Pease a stout physique, energetic competence, and inflexible opinions about idleness, dirt, and the divine right of kings. With women of such ilk, he'd get nowhere using reason, and less than nowhere using threats of force. He faced the old besom and focused on the practicalities.
Why don't I simply hire the young lady a coach and have her delivered to the Earl at the family seat?
The preferred option, as far as Worth was concerned, and it would serve Hess right for creating this mess.
His lordship has left for Scotland, Mr. Kettering, as I'm sure you're aware. For God's sake, I am not aware of the Earl's holiday schedule.
She folded her arms across an ample bosom. By her lights, Worth had likely committed three mortal sins in one sentence. He'd raised his voice, taken the Lord's name in vain, and disrespected a peer of the realm. God, gads, rather. You are a gentleman, he reminded himself. You are always a gentleman when dealing with ladies, clients, and children. Most ladies.
Brother?
A coltish blonde stood in the doorway to Mrs. Pease's office.
Do you denounce me out of ignorance or out of spite?
Who the dev... Deuce!
Mrs. Pease's expression became long-suffering.
Yolanda, please return to your room. Your brother and I will negotiate the terms of your departure.
Not if he has anything to say to it.
The young lady advanced into the room, and on some level no man of business ever ignored, she upset Worth. She was in the last throes of adolescence, and tallish. All the Ketterings were tall, and she had blonde hair and blue eyes, highly reminiscent of Moira. This Yolanda person held out her hand, thrusting a signet ring with a unicorn crest under Worth's nose. A ring of the same design graced the fourth finger of his left hand. He'd been wearing it when he'd marched away from Grampian all those years ago.
Mrs. Pease, if you would excuse my sister and me briefly.
The door is to remain open, Mrs. Pease said. Yolanda, Miss Snyder is across the hall in the guest parlour if you need her.
Mrs. Pease inhaled through her nose at Worth, a warning of some sort. He was male, and in her world, no doubt suspect on that ground alone. Then he was alone with a young female whose nose and chin bore an odd resemblance to his.
What is your scheme, miss?
In response, she began to recite the succession of the Grampian earldom right from the first baron, a wily young fellow who'd turned good Queen Bess's head, or so the story went. Generation by generation, the girl had it right.
So you studied the Kettering line, because our looks resemble yours.
Worth took a seat and gestured for her to do the same.
That hardly makes you my sister. I'm what, 20 years your senior?